on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where was it the great songwriter John Lennon who said, "Imagine there are no taxes. It's easy if you try." Well, no, actually, that wasn't John Lennon's point of view. He basically didn't believe in private property or government or anything. However, right now there is another songwriter. Well, she's actually mostly a political activist, but she's also written a song, who is dreaming of a state without state income taxes. Now, there are a bunch of American states that don't have state income taxes. Most states do, but Massachusetts certainly does. Everybody pays 5.3% additional beyond what we pay to the federal government in the state of Massachusetts to the state. But coming up in November, folks are going to have a chance to vote to get rid of all state income taxes. This is the work of Carla Howell. She is an activist with the Center for Small Government. She put an initiative on the ballot some 6 years ago, and it shocked everybody by getting 45% of the vote, far more than it polled. Right now, there's a new initiative on the state ballot in Massachusetts. People in that state are going to vote on it in November that could change the whole world and the whole country, whatever state you happen to live in. Carla Howell, tell people what will happen if you win a majority of votes on your initiative.
Good afternoon. What will happen if the voters of Massachusetts vote yes on question one? Then what will happen is 3,400,000 workers and taxpayers in our state will get back an average of $3,700 every year that they're now paying in the Massachusetts state income tax. That's every year $3,700 back into their family budgets in their own communities.
And this is per household?
Per taxpayer.
Per taxpayer? Whoa.
Correct.
So if you're a two-income family, you'd be getting back as an average of $7,400?
That's right. If you're if there's two taxpayers on average, that's what it would be.
Okay.
Nice, huh?
It is absolutely terrific. Now, of course, I'm sure you're used to this question. I already know the answer, but I will ask you anyway. What are you proposing for the state to make up the money that the state loses?
What we propose is that they replace it with nothing, just the taxpayers and workers of Massachusetts keeping the money that they earn. We're saying we're well overdue for cutting spending in the Massachusetts state government. They are spending $47 billion every year, and when we end the income tax, they'll be spending $35 billion every year, a 17% cut, and that's on top of the local taxes and spending that goes on here. So this is a modest cut. If anything, the question is, does ending the income tax go far enough? Maybe we'll go after the property tax next.
1-800-955-1776. All right, I'm gonna do this a couple of times. For people who want to support your efforts and want to find out more about them, is there an easy website to go to?
Yes, it's smallgovernmentact.org. That's ACT. It's called the Small Government Act to End the Income Tax. We'd love to have people support, because if we can do this in Massachusetts, we're already seeing signs of it changing things in this state. There's other states taking a lot of interest in this. We can start a movement nationwide, much like Prop 13 in California back in 1978, spawned a whole bunch of property tax cut initiatives around the country. We'd love to see that happen in the United States. We'd love to start a conversation about ending the federal income tax as well. We're doing it for real in Massachusetts.
That's garbage.
You ran against Ted Kennedy back in 2000.
I did.
And that didn't go well. It usually doesn't go well. Even Mitt Romney, who was a very formidable politician, ran against Ted Kennedy and lost. But I love your idea of citizen activism bypassing, going over the heads of the politicians, both Republican and Democratic, in the state of Massachusetts. Now, a lot of people are going to say, Carla Howell, you're in one of the most liberal states in the country, the home of Barney Frank and John Kerry and Ted Kennedy, and you're a very, 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 very left-wing governor, Deval Patrick. How do you expect to win in this very liberal state with your very radical free market, libertarian, less government initiative?
We ran an End the Income Tax initiative back in 2002, 6 years ago. And it shocked the political establishment of Massachusetts when we got 45% of the vote. We were polling far lower than that. We almost won. We came within 5 percentage points of winning. This time, the mood in the state is such that we could win. I think everybody believes we have a serious shot at it. It could be a solid win. What's happening here is the economy is down. Massachusetts, with all our big government and high taxes, has been driving people out, driving businesses out, and people are feeling the pain of that, as well as the price of gas, the rising cost of food, and they're saying they're fed up. On top of that, there's been report after report in the news of government waste, huge amounts of waste. Now, it's not
in Massachusetts? Unthinkable.
Well, it's always been there, of course. There's been huge amounts of waste going on for a long time. One example is our Big Dig construction project in the middle of Boston that was supposed to be $2.3 billion, and it's now over $22 billion. It has risen by 10 times the cost that the politicians
aren't they done
promised.
With that?
No, they're not done. You can drive on it. They still haven't finished the top of it. They've got some problems with it. They're going to be repairing it probably forever. The thing was not built right. It's kind of a mess. And as you may well know, there was a very terrible accident a couple years ago.
Yeah, a lady died.
A woman actually was killed from a falling ceiling panel. That's what we got for $22 billion. And we'll see before it ends if they raise the price again. It was supposed to be $15 billion after increase up until just a couple weeks ago when they said, oops, it's going to be another $7 billion.
Okay, but this is money already spent. What kind of government programs would you see disappearing or being cut back when Initiative 1 passes and when you get rid of the income tax in your state?
Well, the main thing is to weed out the waste throughout government. As a friend of mine, Barbara Anderson, likes to say, she heads the Citizens for Limited Taxation, it's like simmering the fat out of meat, where the fat is marbled throughout the meat. And this shouldn't be surprising to those of us who pay attention to what government's doing. You hear stories of waste all the time. You hear, for instance, in the news this year in Massachusetts, what they call double-dipping pensions, where people are retiring often in their 40s and 50s on lucrative pensions and then turning around and getting another government job, making two salaries, often six-digit, $200,000 and more. I mean, it's unbelievable the kinds of things that have been going on, the abuse that goes on, the sweetheart deals. They just don't quit. And everybody knows people in government and have heard the stories of people who, you know, don't show up for work, don't do anything when they get to work. There's just waste throughout government. So one option is we don't cut any functions of government and we simply clean the waste out of each department within government. In order to do that, they need to open up the books. We have asked the legislature and the governor to open up the books and show us the tax money, because only when they show us the detail, who each check is being written to and what it's for, that we can see where the waste is and get rid of it. And we
show
will
show me the money.
Show me the money, exactly.
Let's go to Kent in Long Beach, California. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Carla Howell of the Citizens for Smaller Government.
Yes, well, the problem is that there aren't any more good jobs anymore, thanks to people like Michael and his free trade agreements, because he shipped all the jobs overseas, other than working for some kind of government. And Herbert Hoover, by the way, cut taxes in 1929 from 90% down to 20%. I don't know if you know that.
No, he didn't. That's absolutely not true. It was Calvin Coolidge who did it. What Herbert Hoover did was he instituted the kind of high tariffs with Smoot-Hawley in 1930 that you like, Kent, and that started the Great Depression.
World's second largest economy, they're very protectionist. Every advanced economy is a protectionist, including China right now. They're growing very nicely with protectionism, Michael. How do you have a middle class if you ship all the jobs out? Could you explain that to me?
All right, let me just say one thing, and I'm going to give Carla Howell a chance to respond. One of the ways you'll get a lot more jobs coming into Massachusetts is getting rid of the income tax.
Yeah, dollar-an-hour jobs.
No, not dollar-an-hour jobs. The kind of jobs that will attract people who can move to a place because there are lower taxes there. The most productive people in the society, including entrepreneurs. Carla Howell.
There's absolutely no question that lower taxes encourages businesses to locate in a state or in a country. We have had high taxes throughout the United States. They're driving jobs away, but especially in Massachusetts, where businesses close up shop and they move to the South or the West, or they move to Ireland or Asia or somewhere else, because the cost of doing business is too high, the taxes are too high, that makes employment expensive. And what we will do when we end the income tax in Massachusetts is create hundreds of thousands of new jobs. That's net of the jobs that we lose when we lay off government workers and government contractors. We will still see such a stimulation of the economy that we should expect hundreds of thousands of good private sector jobs created as a result of ending the income tax. And just one correction, we're called the Center for Small Government, not the Citizens. It's Center
Excuse
for Small
me.
Government.
Center for Small Government. We're going to get smaller government in Massachusetts, possible in the rest of the country too. Well, with the kind of leadership we're hearing about, what about the arguments on the other side? We'll confront Carla Howell about those coming up. Big new move with a vote on the ballot to get rid of the state income tax in the state of Massachusetts. They used to call Massachusetts Taxachusetts. Now, because of activists like Carla Howell with the Center for Small Government at centerforsmallgovernment.org, because of people like her, there is a real chance that the income tax will disappear in the state of Massachusetts. Why do I say there's a real chance? There are already seven states with no state income tax. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, and the state of Washington, which is, people say, oh, now I understand why Medved moved up there some 12 years ago. Well, it was part of it. It was. It's one of the things that we liked about this state. And if somebody says that that's not a factor about determining where productive people are going to move and work and start businesses and create jobs, you're not paying attention. 1-800-955-1776. Carla, who's leading the fight against your initiative on the ballot this November?
The primary opponents to ending the income tax in Massachusetts is the teachers union, the Massachusetts Teachers Union. They tried to knock us off the ballot after we collected sufficient signatures to move us towards the ballot. They were unable to do that because we had enough extra signatures to keep ourselves on the ballot. But they are gearing up for a big fight this fall. They're going to be spending millions of dollars to try to defeat us. Also, lots of politicians are against us. There's starting to be some that are actually with us. There's starting to be more and more candidates supporting us, more and more Republican state committee members and activists around the state. The true fiscal conservatives are solidly behind this effort to end the income tax and actively supporting it. So we're starting to see a sea change in Massachusetts. We're starting to see people say, hey, we really can take our government back. We really can cut taxes. We really can fight City Hall.
Help me understand something. There's a 5.3% income tax right now on wages in the state of Massachusetts, right?
Correct.
And is that on all wages? Is it like a flat income tax, or is it progressive?
It's a flat tax. However, short-term capital gains are way up around 12%. Long-term capital gains, interest and income, dividend income, and wage income are all at 5.3%, and we will be driving that down to zero if the voters approve this measure, question one.
So you're telling me that somebody who earns minimum wage in the state of Massachusetts, do they pay 5.3% state income tax?
Correct. Everybody pays 5.3% across the board.
Ouch!
Unless you're a government employee and on a pension, then you get exempt from it.
How many government employees are there in the state of Massachusetts?
I think there's about 100,000, but there's also outsourced contracts. So they've moved a lot of functions to so-called nonprofits and contracts and such so that they could lower the number of employees that they have, but they're still spending as much. So there may be, I'm guessing, 200,000-300,000 people who are taking money from the state government in one capacity or another.
I appreciate it. Let's go to our callers, to Andy in Anacortes, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Carla Howell.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I was one of those people that moved from Montana to Washington State to get away from the state income tax.
Well, welcome.
It was wonderful not having to pay that last year. However, we were in years past here in Washington allowed to deduct our state sales tax. And most people in the state of Washington now don't realize that they're not going to be able to do it this year unless somebody really takes some action in Washington, D.C.
That's a good point. What about that, Carla? I think the point that Andy is making is that with the state income tax, people are able to deduct that expense from your federal tax bill. But if they just shift it over to state sales tax or property tax, or say sales tax, you're not allowed to deduct that. Is that right?
Well, first of all, we're not looking to shift the tax anywhere. It's true that if you are deducting a tax now and you're not paying it anymore, well, which would you rather? Would you rather pay the tax and deduct it or not have to pay it at all? I think most people would rather not have to pay it at all. The savings will be a total of $12 billion spread out over 3,400,000 taxpayers. So that will be the benefit to the taxpayers in the state.
Well, let's go to Glenn, Elkhart, Indiana. You're on the Michael Medved Show with Carla Howell. Glenn?
I appreciate you taking the call, and I appreciate what she's doing. And I think it's only part of the problem. When people complain about America not being competitive and jobs going overseas, they blame the big companies. It's just BS. The reality is that the problem is our government, that they tax the heck out of businesses every step of the way. They tax you for saving. They tax our capital. If we make money as a business, I pay 40% of the money we make. If our company makes $100,000, we instantly have to write the government a check for $40,000 of that $100,000. It's ridiculous.
So right. And by the way, and it's so much higher than our competitors. I mean,
absolutely.
And if you take a look at it, it's 10% on average higher. If you combine the state and the federal corporate taxes, it's, you're right, it's just about 40%. And in Europe,
right,
it's less than 30%. So no wonder we can't compete.
Well, but we can compete. The biggest thing that stops us from competing is our own government. The same guys that sit around and, you know, tell us they're going to fix everything are, in fact, the guys that put up the biggest barriers and stop us from competing. It drives me nuts. And I'm thankful to put me on the air, and thank you to this lady for her efforts. I'll let you all get back to some other calls.
Well, no, Glenn, I appreciate your testimonial as a businessman. And this is one thing. If there's one thing that John McCain has gotten absolutely right, it is calling for reducing immediately the corporate tax rate, federal corporate tax rate, from 35% to 25%. Frankly, it should be even lower. Carla Howell?
Glenn, I couldn't agree with you more that we need to give relief both to businesses and to individuals, and that's exactly why we're losing our shirts in the global marketplace. We must demand that our government shrink at both a state and federal level, needs to shrink at the local level in most cases as well. And this is what's going to help us more than anything in becoming competitive and being able to revive the American economy. This is something I'm very passionate about. I can see that you are, sir, and I'm sure many of your listeners are. This is a chance for us to turn the tables on more and more big government and high taxes and say, no, we're moving in the opposite direction. We're going for lower taxes. Lower taxes, not than what you want, than what we have today. We're turning the tables. We're shrinking government. We're moving in the direction of small government, what our founding fathers envisioned for this country, so that families and businesses and local communities can keep the money they earn and can thrive.
SmallGovernmentAct.org. Carla Howell, can you stay with us for a while longer?
I can, sure.
Okay, folks are very interested on how they can get this kind of initiative going in their own states. It's needed everywhere, and then, as you said, for the federal government as well. What about would everything fall apart? Would our schools degenerate? Would public safety suffer? When we come back, Carla Howell will explain to you why those scare tactics aren't going to work this time.
The Medved Studio Lines are sponsored by EFAX. EFAX is the global leader.
Let me tell you how it will be.
34 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show in California, where the state income tax rate is about double what it is in Massachusetts, nearly double. In California, they still are running a deficit of some $15 billion. Arnold Schwarzenegger is trying to cut the pay of 176,000 state workers to try to help close the budget gap. The state legislature is refusing. Schwarzenegger is vetoing everything. The entire state is facing shutdown, etc. Okay, my question for you, Carla Howell, is if you get rid of the income tax in Massachusetts and you cut it below the 5.3% that it is now to zero, well, what's going to stop that kind of government breakdown from occurring in your state?
Well, of course, all we need to do is remove the waste. Our opponents are going to proclaim the sky is falling. You know this game that they play. They try to pretend that the functions that people care most about in government must be cut. This is not in the least true. It's completely false.
They aren't going to turn loose all the prisoners?
They're going to claim, they like to talk about snow plowing, garbage removal, police, firefighters, and
closing
schools.
State parks.
Favorite.
Closing
Pardon
state
me?
Park. Aren't they going to claim that they're going to have to close state parks?
They might do that too, but they'll hit at the police, fire, teacher, plow, roads thing, the more essential functions first. And here's the thing. Massachusetts state spending is $47 billion. That's the state government, on top of the $20 billion that the local government spend. Our opponent claimed that the $4 or $5 billion that they give out of that $47 billion to the local governments could get cut as much as $2 billion. Well, let's say he was right, that that's what they chose to do, which they don't have to choose to do because they can cut out of the rest of the $47 billion. But let's say they cut $2 billion from the $20 billion, over $20 billion that the local governments get. Who believes that there isn't 10% of waste in the local governments? Here in Massachusetts, a Fabrizio poll was done of voters for this election this fall. How much of your every dollar you give to the state government, how many cents are wasted? And the average, the mean average response from voters in Massachusetts was 41 cents. There is easily 10%, much more, that can be cut from the local government, but especially from the state government, where the biggest waste happens is in the state and federal governments. So the things they're trying to threaten people with are the local spending items, but that's not even the budget we're cutting. We're cutting the state government budget, which is full of waste and full of failed big government programs that are anti-family, anti-community, anti-business, hurt the economy and hurt jobs. That's where the spending needs to be cut and will be cut if we end the income tax in Massachusetts.
Tom, Chicago, you're on the Michael Medved Show with Carla Howell.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Carla. My question is, being in Chicago, we have one of the highest sales taxes here in the country. How do we do this in Chicago, number one? And then number two is, what prevents them from raising all the taxes and so-called licensing fees in other areas once this is passed?
You know, it's interesting you're from Illinois and you talked about high sales tax, and Michael just talked about the high income tax in California, and these are two of the bigger government states in the country, as is Massachusetts. The man who co-founded this initiative with me, Michael Cloud, likes to ask the question, does big government cause high taxes, or do high taxes cause big government? And it's interesting that the states that have such big government and have such problems also have high taxes. In other words, high taxes is not the solution that our big government opponents have been telling us that it is. It's obviously doing the opposite. It's hurting the economies of these states. Now, in Illinois is not one of the 22 states in the country that has a ballot initiative process. So you will have to either get a ballot initiative process or run candidates, legislative and governor candidates and other candidates, on a platform of cutting your sales tax or whatever tax you want to go after in your state. What our immediate opportunity here is to end the income tax in Massachusetts, inspire copycat ballot initiatives in the states where they have that, in California, Washington, Oregon, Florida. There's a whole bunch of states
but
that do have that option.
There's also something else, which is an international organization has just analyzed the impact of various taxes. Which taxes hurt job creation, hurt growth more? Income taxes, sales taxes, corporate taxes, which ones? Give you the answer to that and more with Carla Howell of the new drive to eliminate the income tax in Massachusetts.
The Medved studio lines are sponsored by EFAX.
44 minutes after the hour on the Michael Medved Show, Carla Howell with the Center for Small Government in Massachusetts has spearheaded a drive in that state. She's been working on it for years. She got 45% of the vote some 6 years ago. Now she's back. If she wins with her ballot initiative in November, the income tax, which right now is 5.3% that every single individual who earns income in Massachusetts has to pay, a saving on average per taxpayer of $3,700 per taxpayer, and a great saving in terms of forcing the government to dismantle some wasteful and ridiculous and unnecessary practices and spending. 1-800-955-1776. Carla, I was just noting, because our last caller said, what's to stop people from, say, going ahead and raising the sales tax if you get rid of the income tax? There's a new study from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is a division of the UN, and is based in Paris. So you know that liberals have to like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the brand new OECD study is on taxes and economic growth. And what it takes a look at is which kind of taxes hurt growth most. And they acknowledge very clearly that the more you tax, the more you're going to hurt growth. And they say that the worst kind of taxes for hurting growth, corporate taxes. Second worst, personal income taxes. And least obnoxious, consumption taxes. Comment?
Interesting. And that's not surprising, because it gives people direct incentive to go out and earn money and create profits and create great products and services that people want to buy. So clearly they are reinforcing what we have said, and economists for a long time have said, which is cut income tax and you stimulate the economy. You create jobs, and good jobs, in the private sector, which is what we want. To address your question about how will the legislature in Massachusetts react if we end the income tax, will they raise another tax? Well, if you study government, as I've done for years, and I know you have and a lot of your listeners have, you'll notice that at all levels of government, what politicians do when they go to work every day is figure out how they can raise our taxes. This is the normal state of affairs, is to increase spending and find sources of revenue, including taxes, to pay for that spending. When we end the income tax, we will set them back by $12 billion. The $47 billion state government spending level drops down to $35 billion. And they obviously are extremely concerned about this because our opposition is gearing up for a fierce fight. And it's not going to be pretty, but it's going to be interesting here in Massachusetts because they realize that no matter what anyone claims, the gravy train is going to take a big hit when we end the income tax.
I assume that Governor Patrick is outspokenly opposed to your initiative?
He definitely is. He's come out 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times against it.
How many people does he have on his staff?
Well, he's got close to $1 million budget just for the governor's office, so
whoa.
I don't know how many staff people that is. Wouldn't that be nice? Gee, you know, we have a grassroots organization that's mostly volunteers. You know, we operate on a shoestring, and we're working against our opponents who have tons of money. They have union dues money. They have corporate money from companies that profit from the state government and then turn it around and hand it over to their lobbyists who are campaigning against us. They have a lot of money to spend. The governor has a lot of money to spend. The legislature has a lot of money to spend in opposing us. But luckily, we have the message that is the most attractive, which is ending the income tax, stimulating the economy, giving money back into people's pockets.
Okay, let me just mention this, and I never do this. And people who listen to the show regularly know how rare it is for me to do this. The website is www.smallgovernmentact.org. That's smallgovernmentact.org. Now, I take it that if people, even just to send $5, $10 to help your efforts in Massachusetts, you can take out-of-state contributions, can't you?
Yes, we can. We cannot take international donations unless you're serving in the military, but we can take anyone from within the United States, and we would appreciate it very much. We could use it, that's for sure.
Okay, can even up the odds from some of the taxpayer money and some of the union dues money that is being used against you. Let's go to Ryan in Atlanta. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. This is Hal. Very quickly, one of the things that I've read quite a bit on due to recent times is the housing crunch. And I know that certainly Massachusetts is definitely up there in terms of the states which lead in the most foreclosures. Could you speak to the fact that if households had an additional $3,500, almost $7,000 per household, how many foreclosures might have been avoided or perhaps refinanced so that they wouldn't be in the current situation?
Great point.
That's a very great point, and it would be $3,700 per taxpayer, $7,400 per household if there's two taxpayers on average. Well, I don't know the numbers because I don't know what exact foreclosure figures are and what kind of income level would make the difference between being able to keep a home and losing the home. Certainly $3,000 to $7,000 would do it for quite a few families. That's a lot of money. That for a lot of people, that's at least several mortgage payments, if not 5, 6, 7, 8 mortgage payments, and that's enough to save them from foreclosure. So,
but also
they don't
maintaining real estate values. All of a sudden, Massachusetts becomes a much more desirable place to live. There are reasons for people to survive all those Kennedys and all those harsh winters. When the state becomes a more desirable place to live, that has a beneficial impact on not only growth, but on real estate values and the whole economic picture, no?
It certainly would. It would, because the value of houses would raise, they would be at less risk and the banks would be less inclined to foreclose, and that would certainly help.
All right. Thank you. Carla Howell, she is with the Center for Small Government. It is, again, smallgovernmentact.org. I know people are interested. When we come back, a few more calls. I know that people say, well, wait a minute. We're going to be ending up firing teachers, and we're going to end up firing cops, and we're going to end up having kids turned out in the streets. It didn't work that way with Proposition 13. I was there in California, was able to vote for Proposition 13, as a matter of fact. And what these gloom and doom scare stories that the big government people always put forward, almost always, are lies. If you believe any of those lies, you can give us a call. 55 minutes after the hour, Carla Howell has dedicated her life to making government smaller. Not to stopping the growth in government, not to stopping increases in taxes, but actually shrinking the amount of your life energy, of your hours on this planet that are taken up by bureaucrats and government authorities. Let's go to Art in Vancouver, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Hi,
sure.
Carla.
Hello.
I was recently given a book called Fair Tax to do away with the federal income tax. Either one of you familiar with it?
Yes.
I'm very familiar with it. I'm sure Carla is, too. What do you think, Carla?
Well, it's certainly true that the income tax is a huge burden, that we waste tons of money in filing taxes, saving receipts, paying for accountants, and so forth. But we're taking it a step beyond, far beyond that, actually. We're saying end the income tax and replace it with nothing. This is exciting, and the thing about it is that when we offer this choice to voters, we're not saying that this is a revenue-neutral proposal, that they're going to be paying the same amount of taxes. We're saying $3,700 back in your pockets, every man and woman in the state who's paying taxes on average, $3,700 in your pockets. Now, that's a reason to go to the polls and vote, a reason that a lot of the people who've become disenfranchised, who aren't even registered, who haven't voted ever in their lifetime or very rarely in their lifetime, now is a chance for them to go to the polls and vote. And if there's no other message that they get, it's an immediate boost to their family income. And that's why ending the income tax outright and replacing it with nothing is a very powerful way to activate people and to change things in government.
You mentioned before, Carla, something that I think a lot of us feel enthusiastically about, which is getting rid of the income tax federally. But given the fact that we do need a federal government to maintain our military, for instance, what would you favor, or how, what would you say to those people who say, well, if you're going to get rid of the income tax on the federal level, you got to replace it with something?
Well, the federal government is over $3 trillion now, and not so long ago is 1.9 trillion. It has just exploded in size, and this is hurting us, as the gentleman who called earlier pointed out, as our state and local taxes. All these high taxes are hurting the economy, hurting jobs, hurting families. We need to shrink government at all levels. We can eliminate the federal income tax. We can cut other taxes as well. We can get rid of
How would you pay for the military?
The military, last I checked, was around $1 trillion a year out of 3-point-some trillion. The income tax is about $1 trillion, maybe a little more than that. So you wouldn't even have to touch the military. You could clean the waste out of the military and keep the effectiveness of the military. You could clean the waste out of the rest of the federal government, get rid of lots of federal government programs that do more harm than good. There's many, many choices for ending the federal income tax.
All right, that's for another day. Right now, voters can support the effort to end the income tax in Massachusetts, smallgovernmentact.org. Godspeed to you, Carla. We hope to support this for the sake of the greatest nation on God's green earth.